This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 242, Lillian's story, how she got all her sevens using Three Keys IELTS. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, we are going to talk to Lillian, a doctor from Brazil moving to Australia, who did our course and raised her reading score from a 6 to an 8. Find out how today. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have another awesome guest today on the podcast. Lillian. Lillian is a student in our course who recently received amazing, awesome scores on her last IELTS exam. So hopefully she can let us know some of her secrets to getting such high scores. Lillian, welcome.
Hello, Jessica. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy.
Me too. I'm so excited to talk to you. listeners, I'll tell you that I know Lillian a little bit already because I got to work with her in a couple of our power hours. And so I'm especially stoked that they seem to have worked so well and I get to talk to you again. Okay, let's back up a little bit. Let's start from the beginning. So before you did our course, Three Keys IELTS, did you try the IELTS exam already?
Yes, I took IELTS once before Three Keys IELTS. Mm-hmm. It was on January.
And what were your scores?
I got 7.5 for listening and for writing. Mm-hmm. I got 6 for reading and 6.5 for speaking.
Okay, all right. I mean, already really good scores, actually.
Yes.
So why did you decide to take the course then? I mean, it sounds like you already had, like, amazing scores.
Yes, but I needed a 7 on each part of IELTS.
Okay.
And I needed to get that 7.
And why did you need the 7? What, now that you have achieved your scores, what do you get to do in your life?
I am a doctor and I want to work in Australia.
Okay. What kind of doctor are you?
I work with rehabilitation.
With what? Sorry?
Rehabilitation.
Okay. Yes. All right. And so now you get to move to Australia and be a doctor in another country. That's so exciting. Do you know what city you're going to be in?
I don't know yet. It depends on the vacancy that I get there.
Okay. All right. I kind of like that idea of having the city decided for you, like having that a little bit out of your control, because it's almost like it's like fate where you end up. You know, like the universe is going to decide, like, the best place for you to go.
Yes. I will be happy wherever I go.
Yeah, totally. That's exciting. All right. So what scores did you get on your last IELTS exam?
After Three Keys IELTS, I got 7 for listening, 7 for writing, 7 for speaking, and 8 for reading.
An 8 for reading?
Yes.
Oh my God. And you got a 6 in the last exam for reading.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. All right. So I feel like this is what we need to focus on today.
Okay.
How did you do that?
I just followed the strategies and I trusted the strategies. And I think I especially practiced timing, because the first time I took IELTS, I didn't practice timing for reading, and it is very important.
Yeah.
So I practiced timing a lot to do all the tests in 1 hour, and I think that was what happened with me, that I got 8 right now.
That's incredible. I mean, You know, it's funny because I was just talking to a student this morning in an online VIP class, and she was quite disappointed in her recent scores. And I was talking to her and I was like, I can hear that you have the level of English. And Lillian, you obviously had a high level of English before you did our course. It's just those strategies and the timing and those steps that you need to follow. And, you know, she'd gone through our course and she didn't get the scores she needed, but that's because she hadn't done any test practice. And I'm like, well, you know, at least you need to do the two practice tests in our course and hopefully a couple more in your own. Because you, like, just going through the steps isn't enough. You need to rehearse them and practice and have it feel natural. So did you feel confident on test day when you went in?
Yes, I felt confident. I was a little bit worried about time because I really needed that 7. Yeah. But I just kept calm and it was right, I think.
Yeah. Thinking back to test day now, what do you think helped you the most from our course?
I think the most important thing for me is learning not to think too much.
Yes.
Because I am used to think a lot when I do other exams for my whole life.
Right.
And for IELTS, that doesn't work. You just think once and put the answer on the answer sheet and go to the other question.
Exactly.
I think that's the point.
Yeah. And that's I think one of the key parts of our simple strategies in the course is trying to prevent you from thinking too much. I mean, that's why like all the strategies in the course are boiled down to as few steps as possible, usually just 3 steps, hence the name 3 Keys IELTS. Because I've taught so many talented high level students like you in the past, and that is the biggest detriment, the biggest challenge to achieving what you want, because you second guess yourself, you overthink things, you overanalyze things. And IELTS isn't that deep, you know? You don't have to think that much. I'm glad you said that.
Yes.
So as I said, I was lucky enough to have you in a my dog just found his bone and he's tossing it around on the floor. Ugh, I tell ya, having a pet is a whole new world. I thought I learned a lot having a son, and now I added a pet to my life and it's just a whole other level of chaos. Okay. So as I said, I was lucky enough to have you in some power hours.
Yes.
What did you find useful from those?
I think the most important thing during the power hour to me was to get personal advice from you, because I didn't have a tutor to tell me what to do, to tell me what I should improve, especially for speaking, because I needed that half point to improve my scores.
Yeah.
And you told me exactly what I should do to improve that, and I got that 7. I think I wouldn't have that 7 if I hadn't enrolled in the power hour.
Oh, yay! Well, that makes me happy.
Yes.
Today you're meeting Lillian from the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Her results are incredible. And if you want results like hers, join our course as well. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
What advice brought you up to that 7 in speaking, do you think?
I think trying to use some collocations and native speakers' sentences, I think, that I didn't use at all before. And try to relax. It's funny because during the exam, I just remembered about you and I was trying to be calm and to be myself and to talk about the things that I like and the things that I'm most confident of.
Yeah.
And, And I got that 7.
I remember in the first Power Hour that I had you in, and you were around a 6 at speaking, you know, you were doing whatever you did on the last IELTS exam. And the turning point for me when I was talking to you was when you started talking about your job and the fluency increased, the way that you spoke just changed dramatically. And I remember giving you that advice, like, Lillian, if you can talk about yourself or your job at all in any answer, like, that is your strategy. That is your go-to. 'Cause listeners, seriously, if you can sort of forget you're in a test for a little bit, you know, like, don't, and it goes back to that advice about not thinking too much. Like, don't worry about coming up with amazing, complicated answers. Like, that's not the point. You're not trying to solve world problems here. You're just trying to sound fluent, right? So, like, when you sort of switched over to that, it's the difference between a student saying, like, well, I think in order to solve air pollution, we need to have a law about cars. I don't know, whatever, like, boring answer. Instead, the student could say, like, well, geez, in my town, I mean, the air is super clean because everyone rides bicycles. And you know what I mean? It's just switching over from that sort of student, like, nervous, formal mentality into the mind frame of just talking, just, like, showing your ability.
Yes.
That's great. What did you get to talk about on the exam? Do you remember?
I talked about my hometown, and for part two, the examiner asked me about a person that I know that I don't remember.
Okay.
I think she has to do someone that that does something good for society. That was the question. Yes.
Okay.
Well, someone that I know that does something good for society. I answered about my dad because he's also a doctor, and it was easy for me to say that.
That's perfect. And, you know, I think a lot of students would second guess that first instinct, 'cause your first instinct would probably be your dad. Like, that's the first person you would think of. And that was perfect to talk about. And I think some students might second guess that and think, like, oh, I should talk about some, like, hero or, you know, like, politician or somebody famous or something like that. But when you talk about someone you personally know, it changes everything. Vocabulary gets better, pronunciation gets better, fluency gets better. And obviously you got that 7. So that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So Lillian, for all of our listeners out there who are aiming for that 7 or higher in all the categories, just like you, do you have any sort of final thoughts for them? Any last advice?
I can tell. Follow the strategies, trust the course, they work, and don't think too much, especially for reading.
That's perfect. Yes. I couldn't have said it better myself. All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on today, Lillian. I think
you
really shared a lot of good advice for our listeners and especially for our students in the course, just to sort of help them keep motivated, stay on track, and really remember that the system does work. You just have to do it.
Thank you, Jessica. I'm so happy to be here with you.
All right, Lillian. Good luck in Australia, hey?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.